Owners of small to mid-sized manufacturing companies are converging in Milwaukee for the Wisconsin Manufacturing Extension Partnership Conference. The group's executive director is Mike Klonczynski. When most people think of manufacturing in Wisconsin, he says they think of Harley-Davidson or the Aarons company that makes snowblowers. But Klonczynski says there are more than 10,000 smaller firms that make components for higher profile products.
There's motorcycle seats are built in red granite, saddlebags in Manitowoc, lawnmower blades in Watertown, Wisconsin.
Nationwide, factory jobs are heading to Mexico and China. And one of the keynote speakers at this week's conference says manufacturing as a whole has a serious image problem. Phyllis Eisen is vice president of the Manufacturing Institute. She says baby boomers are retiring from their factory jobs, but younger people aren't willing to take their places. Eisen says it's no wonder jobs are moving overseas if employers can't find qualified workers here.
None of our kids or their parents or their teachers want their kids to go into manufacturing. They see it as dark and dull and dead and in decline, all those Dickensian words. And it is a tragedy that we don't have a more of information out to the schools and to parents about the high-tech, high-paying jobs in manufacturing.
So the Manufacturing Institute is kicking off a campaign this summer to encourage kids to take math and science classes. Eisen says the goal is to make manufacturing a career of choice by 2010. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.